USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Computer chip shortages are getting more dire. The Commerce Department warns that many U.S. manufacturers have less than a five-day supply of chips. That includes automakers, and the growing problem could prompt shutdowns and furloughs. The chip shortage is linked to global supply chain problems during the ongoing COVID pandemic. Home prices are still soaring despite rising mortgage rates. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index rose more than 18% in November from a year ago. Phoenix, Tampa, and Miami leading the way with house prices up anywhere from 26 to 32%. In Texas, the average home price went from about $278,000 in 2020 to more than $388,000 in 2021. USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The Ukrainians are preparing for a worst-case scenario regarding a Russian invasion.
Ukrainian leaders Tuesday sought to reassure the nation that a feared invasion from neighboring Russia was not imminent, as another shipment of American military equipment arrived this morning. Canada has sent financial support to Ukraine to shore up its defenses. Ukraine's former ambassador to Canada, Andrei Shevchenko, tells CBC Canada his country is calm in making preparations for the worst outcome.
Territorial defense system, which is designed to absorb people, civilians who are ready to to defend the country. So I think people are getting ready for different scenarios, and we're ready to fight for every house and every street if necessary.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
After many fast food chains sidelined promotions during the pandemic, some are bringing back popular value meals, but with hiked up prices, so you no longer get as much bang for your buck. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Natural immunity to COVID-19 was far more effective against the Delta variant than vaccines alone, according to a recent CDC study. The study looked at COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations in California and New York between May and November of 2021, determining that numbers were highest among unvaccinated people who hadn't been previously diagnosed with the virus. By the week of October 3rd, the study said case rates were 29 times lower for unvaccinated Californians with a previous diagnosis. The restaurant industry is struggling to get customers in the door. Rick McQuaid owns four restaurants in western Pennsylvania, and he says contributing to that problem is the rising costs of inventory.
The rising cost is creating inflation for our restaurants, and you know you have to pass it on, so you have to increase your pricing, and that has another effect. If you increase your pricing, people either buy less whenever they're in there or come out less.
McQuaid also saying that finding employees is a challenge.
Our number one problem has been hiring people. We are spending a fortune every month on Indeed and Craigslist and every means we can think of to get people in. People schedule interviews. We show up for interviews, but they don't.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.